we're going to talk about making this time different. You've developed beliefs about yourself and about the world based on your past experiences. Some of them may be positive and constructive, and some of them not so. Sometimes these beliefs take root at such a young age or are so ingrained in you that you're not even aware that you have them. They lie under the surface and subconsciously guide your thoughts and behaviors. They're often at the root of self-sabotaging patterns. If you tend to repeatedly give up on important projects or goals, act on destructive emotions when you most need to be focused and effective, are chronically late, confused, or feel unable to perform at your best no matter how hard you practice, you likely have some beliefs that drive this behavior. These beliefs are often in charge of the negative self-talk that keeps you from improving no matter how hard you try, or the perfectionism that keeps you from being able to enjoy your life and get into the flow during your rides. What beliefs do you have about yourself or your business that have stopped you from accomplishing your goals in the past? Clues to these beliefs show up in things that your inner critic says to you or statements you've made in the past that keep you from having to put yourself out there or take risks. Some of your limiting beliefs probably visited you while you were creating your vision. Some examples might be, I'm not ready for, I'm not as good at, I'm not good at, I don't have, I'm not this or that. These things only happen to so-and-so. I can't do that because I already have everything I want. All of these beliefs are simply that. They're beliefs. We tend to operate as if our beliefs are true. But they're not true. They're just things that we've come to believe. And the thing about the human brain is that when it thinks something is true, it tends to go about looking for evidence to prove that it's right. If you believe that your clients will leave you if you raise your rates, you will constantly be looking for evidence that this is true. You'll find it in little things they say, in the kind of car they drive, how they like their lattes, and how they act. You think your beliefs are true, but the truth is you can change those beliefs. You can one by one choose to make them wrong and put new ones in their places. I call these belief conversions. When I was going through some rough times and restructuring my own business years back, I realized that I had some beliefs that were keeping me from accomplishing my goals, enjoying my life fully, and feeling in control of my life. They were deeply ingrained, and they'd not only stopped me from accomplishing goals, but they'd actually stopped me from even setting them. So here's what my business belief conversions looked like. Okay, so my clients will be unhappy if I raise my rates, change my schedule, restructure my services, etc. That turned into my clients want me to be happy and to be able to work for them for a long time. They'll understand and make sacrifices to stay in my program. Okay, so my belief that they'd be unhappy and leave if I changed anything turned into my clients want me to be happy. They want me to be able to work for them for a long time, and they will understand and make sacrifices to stay in my program. That's a powerful shift. Another one was that I'm not talented enough, well-known enough, or good enough to do whatever. And that turned into my business is the result of my talents and who I am. It's up to me to make it work for me. It's not up to my circumstances. It's up to me. Another one was, I don't have good enough horses. That belief turned into my horses are what I help them become. I had a belief that I don't have enough time. And that turned into, I create my own schedule and prioritize. I have enough time when I make it so. Changing these beliefs did not happen overnight. It happened every day. Once you've put an empowering belief in place, you make it real by taking some small actions that are in alignment with those beliefs. I was recently working with a trainer who identified that she had a limiting belief that said, other people think I look like a fool in the show ring. She converted that belief to, People in my world want me to succeed. People in my world want me to succeed. And she went into the warm-up arena at her next show with these words in her head, rather than all the critical ones about what other people were probably thinking, the ones that usually ran amok in her brain. And she aced it. Changing her perspective on how others felt about her made her feel supported rather than judged when she was at competitions in the warm-up. And she reported being able to ride so much more confidently and get the job done rather than riding conservatively and thinking about what others were thinking. What beliefs do you have about your business that you need to change in order to have the time, money, or freedom that you want and deserve? I recently worked with a trainer named Sarah who was feeling exhausted and spread thin by her schedule and struggling to make ends meet every month. She loves the horses that she trained. She respects and likes her clients. And she also felt worried about raising her rates or changing her schedule because of what they would think. She was worried that they'd leave and go to another local trainer who charges less. She was afraid they would think she was getting too big for her britches and that they would judge her. She didn't want them to think that all she cared about is money or to feel that she was trying to charge more than she was worth. She had been operating from this place of feeling spread thin for a while, and she found herself starting to feel resentful, short-tempered, and frustrated a lot of the time. So here's what we did. She set a one-year business goal. Her goal was to have a thriving teaching and training business, to be able to easily pay her bills every month, participate in at least one educational opportunity every month, and have $8,000 in her savings account. She had the energy to ride well, feel fulfilled in her work, and have time to spend with her boyfriend. So notice the measurable results and the intentions in this goal. So then Sarah identified the belief that was holding her back. And her belief really was that her clients like things the way they are and that they would be unhappy if she changed things up. She installed a new belief that her business is evolving with her skills and experience and that her clients will value her more if she charges what she's worth and if her clear policies hold a high bar for them. She will be better able to support them in their riding goals if she has clear policies and expectations. So she decided on the first courageous action that she would take to move her toward her goal. She wrote an email to her clients outlining her new rates and her new policies, and it included an explanation of why these were important for her to continue to serve them at a high level. It included a description of some of her own professional aspirations and an expression of her gratitude for them. This was really hard for her to send this email, but her goal gave her the motivation to follow through and send it. And to her surprise, her clients were understanding, they were willing to pay her new rates, and they were happy to support her in her goals by accommodating her 24-hour cancellation policy and adjusting their schedules a little bit. Even if one or two of them had been disgruntled or left, she said she felt totally liberated by the experience of sending that email. She had a whole new level of confidence and knew her business would be fine. It also strengthened her relationships with many of her clients. Further on in boot camp, I'll share with you how we created an economic model for Sarah's business to determine how much she would need to raise her rates, how many horses she would need to have in training, and how many lessons that she would need to teach in order to reach her financial goal for the year. The economic model also informed her schedule and helped her determine if she needed to attain new business. She was able to estimate the number of lessons that she'd need to teach every week and how many horses that she would need in training. This inspired her to identify some new income streams, and for her, it was clinics and sales videos for other trainers, and she used these to help meet those goals. So stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about that in upcoming sessions. In the above example, I went a little beyond goal setting into strategy and action so that you could get an idea of the role that a good goal plays in helping you make tough decisions in your business. Please do not go into strategy yet, however. If you start to work on the how before you've clearly defined the what, you may be stopped in your tracks and end up circling and snorting in the same old circles. In this example, we were not able to come up with the strategy and the action until after she'd set her goal and we'd done the economic model to figure out the how. I'm looking forward to hearing what your one-year goals are. Share them on the Facebook forum and ask for help when you want it. Be patient with yourself as you identify your limiting beliefs and decide on your belief conversions. Remember, to quote a trainer friend of mine, we all have our own Grand Prix moments. Your aspirations are your own. Give them structure and the attention that they need to manifest.